A lot of folks have been kind of waiting with bated breath on this, and I think the Valley of Amazement is not going to be a disappointment to them.
And if our listener doesn't recognize the name Amy Tan, they might be familiar with the author through a movie version of one of her books, The Joy Luck Club.
Yeah, The Joy Luck Club was huge. It's one of those books that really celebrates the diversity of America, and it's spoken about as setting the standard for first-generation Chinese and documenting that experience. So The Valley of Amazement expands out the scope, and it focuses mainly on Violet, who's in Shanghai, and she is one of the most prized courtesans, to be polite. But the book tracks her and her mother, who abandoned her to this life, and eventually Violet's own daughter, Flora, circles back around and finds the mother. So that spans generations and continents. It's one of those great epic stories that, you know, just hold you page after page.
So in more than one way, similar to the Joy Luck Club, a little bit of Chinese history, mother-daughter relationships.
It's in some ways, it's Amy Tan's perfect thing she does, you know, getting inside of those very complex and challenging relationships.
Which makes for some fascinating reading.
Absolutely. So Amy Tan at the Agnes Scott College, Presser Hall, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Darren, our next author making an appearance this week is a SIBA, or Southern Independent Booksellers Association, award-winning author from Decatur, who is unveiling her latest book this week.
Yeah, Jocelyn Jackson is out with her new novel, Someone Else's Love Story. And it starts off with a bang. Sandy Pierce, she's finishing up her college degree, and she's got a kid at home and a very busy life. And she stops at the Circle K, and there's a holdup, and somebody puts themselves in front of her.
Oh, to shield her.
To shield her. And she, of course, falls in love with William Ashe, even though it's always somebody else's love story.
And he's the one that shielded her.
Yeah.
Wow.
He is a complicated character. These are all complicated characters, and that's really the strength of Jocelyn Jackson's writing. She sets up these fantastic, compelling premises, but then she brings these characters who are really complex.
So no cardboard characters by any sense.
She brings them to life and just does wonderful things with them, and you know, you can't stop. You can't stop. And one of the things about Jocelyn is she's hilarious. In the tradition of Flannery O'Connor, she hides a lot of truth behind her humor. She is going to be at the First Baptist Church of Decatur on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. The name of the book is Someone Else's Love Story, and the event's being put on by Eagle Eye Books.
Election results 2013 were all over the headlines earlier this month, Darren. Lots of upsets. And political reporters Mark Halperin and John Heilman were watching every minute of it. And if you were lucky to catch them, some really intriguing insight.
They're coming to town Friday night, and they're going to be talking about their book, Double Down, which is turning out to be quite a news-getting book in and of itself. It's their memoir, their look at the 2012 presidential election. Halperin is the editor-at-large and senior political analyst for Time, and also an analyst for MSNBC. And Heilman is national affairs editor for New York Magazine and also on MSNBC. But the two of them are kind of bringing the dirt on the Romney campaign. And so this should be a really fascinating look at, as they say in politics, the making of sausage. So John Heilman and Mark Halperin and their new book, Double Down, at the Atlanta History Center, Friday at 8 o'clock.